David reached down for the crystal sphere. The ice cracked open, flooding them with fear. Freezing water swallowed him alive. He kicked and struggled desperate to survive. The frozen ceiling block is only way. But in that darkness, only woke that day. He grabbed the water spinning all around and vanished, reappearing safe and sound. The library stared with a thousand eyes, soaking, shaking, David's heart would rise. He ran back home, confused and feeling weak. His drunken father started in to speak. No gentle words, no comfort, just as then. Where have you been? I'm causing trouble again. The door flew open, David disappeared. Back to the library, just as he had feared. Ripples in the air where he had stood. He finally understood his power's good. Anywhere my eyes can see is exactly where I'll be. One quick thought, I'm going light. Jumping through the day and night. He trained his gift through every waking hour. Stumbling at first and mastering the power. If he could see it, he could make the leap. A promise to himself he swore to keep. One day a magazine caught his eye. The Empire State against the New York sky. He focused hard and felt his body soar. 1,000 miles, he's standing on that floor. To flee his father's fist, he made his choice. New York became his freedom, his new voice. But cash ran low, his wallet running thin. He had your plan, let the games begin. He walked into a bank with cool disguise. Asked for the restroom, scanning with his eyes. The vault door closed in seconds on the clock. He burned that image and then took a walk. Midnight came, he jumped into the vault. Grabbing stacks of cash without a fault. But then he cursed, his bag was way too small. He jumped back home and grabbed his bed sheet. Charlotte doesn't trip beneath the moonlit sky. His tiny room was stacked away too high. He crashed up on his mountain made of green. The richest life he'd ever dreamed. A dream no seen, all years flew by. He's living at the top, presidential suite. He'll never stop. A private ball with currencies galore. From every nation, coast to coast and more. He grabbed his umbrella walking through the hall. The manager said no rain will fall. But David grinned, New York was not his day. He's heading straight to London, feeling great. But when he jumped back home that starry night, he felt a chill, something wasn't right. His desk was touched, his things were rearranged. A shadow sat there, everything had changed. A stranger waited in a silent room. A mystery wrapped in darkness and in gloom. The story's only